intrigue? What do you think of what you got done today on the draft?
Well, I think, you know, again, when you were walking in with, you know, picks in the mid to late first round, you really, you know, really don't know how things are going to fall. And you know, for us, picking at 17, you know, very excited to, you know, to get Kyle, you know, where we got him. We think, you know, he's got tremendous, tremendous skill, really good upside. You know, again, we think he's, you know, a top six forward that, you know, you look at his stats and you look at what he's done at the USHL, you know, level that we really believe that we've added a real skilled player there. And with Jack, you know, again, as well here, we think he's got top six upside that for us, adding to the skill level of our group, you know, that we have coming, it's an exciting time for us.
Price tags just too high?
Well, it wasn't even so much price tags. I think you take your best shots with the assets and the things that you have, and sometimes they're not a match. And you know, we did you know, try to swing for the fence a little bit, but I think a lot of teams did. And you know, at the end of the day, you look and you see that you know, really there wasn't a lot of substantial you know, I guess swinging for the fence for the home runs you know, accomplished. But that doesn't stop you from trying. And you know, again, it's all part of the intrigue and the fun of the draft.
Did it feel like you moved up a little bit?
Yeah, well, again, for us, we were excited to, you know, to be able to get him where we're at. But when you're at 17, you have to be prepared for everything. And, you know, sometimes, you know, these guys, you know, do fall into your lap and you know, you're the benefactors of it. You know, there's lots of good players on the board. I think that's the interesting thing. I think the upside to... I guess not being able to, you know, to move up, you know, substantially in the draft, is you still got a lot of your assets able to pick. If you do try and move up, it costs you dearly, and you know, you probably don't have those picks on day two, or you know, maybe not as many even on day one. But we're excited. You know, we've got I guess all our remaining picks except for the fifth round, and you know. Those kind of things, you know, unfold on the floor as well. You know, you never, there always may be opportunities to pick up some extra picks as you go. So again, the day will come quick. You know, 10 o'clock, you know, start time tomorrow. We'll be here before you know it.
Kyle said that you guys didn't do a second interview with him. Is that because you didn't think he would be there when you picked at 17, or was it just logistical?
Well, I think probably a little bit safe to say that we probably didn't think he was going to be there. You know, again, those are the kind of things that you, you know, again, when you're drafting in the top 10, you know, like last year when we had 9, you kind of know the group that you might be, you know, looking at. And again, here, you know, it's, you know, sometimes those things just fall into your lap, and, you know, it'll be something that, you know, as he progresses and everyone progresses, I think we're going to, you know, even like it even more.
You read about a little bit about him, and everybody raves about the skill set. Can you elaborate a little bit more on what you guys saw?
Yeah, he's. I had the fortune of being able to see him play a couple of times myself, and you know, he's a big guy. You know, plays. You know, sees the ice very well. You know, can do a lot of things with the puck, can make plays, can drive down the wall, can, you know, score some nice goals, but he's got great speed, you know, and you know, the tempo of his game is at a high level. He does things at a very, very high level. He's got good size. He's going to need to fill out a little bit, but like most kids, that's, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, needs to be checked off on the boxes at this point in time in their career. But you know, the way he plays the game with his speed, you know, and with his skill set is going to fit in nicely with us.
Now that you have this out of the way tonight, do you go into tomorrow thinking about more about filling positional needs?
You know, again, they're talking, you know, the fact that we drafted, you know, two American kids. Like, we don't really look at the passports. And a lot of times you try not to look at the positions, but, you know, it really depends what's, you know, what's there on your list. There could be a cluster of forwards, or there could be a cluster of defensemen. Or there could be, you know, a centerman or wingers. You know, you really have to still be true to the list and see what's around it. But, you know, again, if there is, you know, if there is things side by side, you know, you might look at the position a little bit more.
Well, with the theory, it might take a little longer because the guys are taking the college route.
You know, it's hard to say at this point in time. From the projection standpoint of when anyone's ready to play, because if you look at the last couple of guys, you look at a Jacob Trouba, he was ready, more than ready after his first year in college. So it's up to the individuals. And I say that in the sense that when they're ready, they'll show themselves, whether they're in junior college or in Europe.